here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
High school softball action here from Troy, Kansas, here at Sluppy alongside Brandon Tamman with the Troy Trojans taking on the ACCHS Tigers. And Brandon, what are some things that we're going to expect from this matchup here today?
Well, you look at both of these teams coming in, and kind of right now they're on the opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, Troy's a team that, you know, comes into this year, who's off to a great start, by the way. They've swept their first two opponents, Pleasant Ridge and Riverside, in pretty dominant fashion. Trojans sit here at 4-0 coming into their third series of the season, but this is a team that got to the state championship last year. They won 22 games before getting to the state championship, but lost to Mission Valley. So this team was right on the doorstep of a state championship, pretty much brought back everyone, including one of the best players, Peyton Ingeman, who we're going to see inside the circle here. And then ACCHS, they're off to an 0-4 start, looking for their first win in a couple of years under new leadership. But right now, just two teams on the opposite ends.
Peyton Ingeman, the starting pitcher for Troy. Our first pitch is high, fastball for ball one. Let's run through our the hitting order for ACCHS. First, it's Ellie Spear batting and at second base. Batting second in center field is Hannah Simmers. Batting third and playing short is Mackenzie Bowerly. As the 1-0 pitch in there on the outside corner, even count 1-1. Batting cleanup and DHing is Natalie Davinsky. Batting fifth and playing third base is Josie Sutley. Batting sixth and catching is Bailey Elias. Batting seventh and playing first is Avery Sutley. As the 1-1 pitch swung on a miss, making it 1-2. Batting eighth and playing right field is Mackenzie Scholes. And batting ninth and playing left field is Ava Spear. And Corey Wagner not hitting. She's pitching for the Tigers here this afternoon.
How about Spear? 1-2 count was batting from the left side, and now pitch number four coming in, she switches to the right side.
Yeah, very interesting. That's pulled foul down the line, and that's something you cannot do now in the majors. That was a rule that they recently implemented because there was a fun matchup between a pitcher who was actually a switch pitcher and a switch hitter. They would just switch back and forth. There was no rule, and so they had to establish
right.
That rule. But no such rule here in high school baseball in Kansas. Here in Kansas, excuse me. Here's a one again, a 1-2 pitch fouled into the screen, and that fastball from Peyton Ingeman is the real deal.
Yeah, give credit right now to Spear here, the first batter, fouling off a couple of fastballs. And again, this is one of the best pitchers in the state at the 2-1-A level. Peyton Ingeman going to Central Arkansas, and she's already off to a great start this year, and she is a tough cookie to crack. And right there, swinging a miss for strike three in the first out.
And on the season, Ingeman, a 3.07 ERA, 21 strikeouts coming into today's matchup at a 2-0 record. And we'll get to see a lot of her this afternoon as Hannah Simmers comes to plate, the center fielder for ACCHS. First pitch, chops right back to Ingeman. A little bit low from her glove, but she's able to pick it up, no problem, and throw it over to first base for out number two.
Well, one thing, you know, calling some of the Troy games last year and seeing Peyton and inside the circle for the majority of them, you know, it is hard to get solid contact against her. You know, we're going to see some balls put in play, but the question is, how good is the contact? It's very hard to find consistency there as she just whizzes one by the third batter right now in Bowerly.
Take a look at the defense for Troy from left to right in the infield. It's McConaughey at third, Weber at short, Gracie Grable at second, Kaylee Grable at first. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed, make it 0-2. Ingeman on the mound, Christensen behind the plate, Ellison Grable's in left, Wettstein in center, and Bennett is in right.
And this is a team that brought back pretty much all these girls who, minus the freshman, of course, who played for that runner-up team in 2-1-A. So this is certainly a team that has a chance to make another run back to it.
Took a little bit off that one and missing on the outer portion of the strike zone. Makes it 1-2. Wettstein looks at her band for the pitch that she wants. And here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 1-2-3. Top of the first. Troy will get their first try on offense. Come here in 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
On offense, we're scoreless, bottom of the first. Let's take a look at the hitting order for the 4-0 Troy Trojans. Leading off and playing center field is Harper Wettstein. Batting second and playing short is Emerson Weber. Batting third and pitching is Peyton Engeman. Batting cleanup and playing first base is Kaylee Grable. Batting fifth and playing third is Gracie McConaughey. Batting sixth and playing second is Gracie Grable. Batting seventh and playing right field is Davina Bennett. Batting eighth and catching is Mackenzie Christensen. And batting ninth and playing left field is Allison Grable. The Wettstein first at the plate. What a year she's having. Batting 6.43, first pitch missing low for a ball. Nine hits, 13 ribbies. That leads the team with a pair of stolen bases as well. I mean, this is a team that's up and down, just a ton of great hitting, or excuse me, batting averages. We'll get to talk about those in just a bit. As that one misses up in the zone, they get 2-0.
Yeah, Wettstein was really good for Coach Jasper and the basketball team as well. She's going to be a pretty good athlete coming up here for her high school career, and it's going to continue here on the diamond as she rips one into left center field. Could be extra.
All the way to the wall, and running first, heading for second, and easily going to make it. It's a leadoff double for Harper Wettstein.
Well, this team just picks up literally, you know, kind of right where they have left off here early in the season. You know, big wins over Pea Ridge to start, 17-2, 16-1, and then most recently against Riverside, 10-4, and then 24-14, one of those scores against Riverside. So they can pack it and put up a lot of runs pretty quickly.
Another batter batting above 500 on the season at the plate is Emerson Weber's. The first pitch skips with Elias scooping it out of the dirt. And now the ball gets away and easily getting over to third. That's going to be, well, I think that'll be an error. I didn't quite see who that was on, but it's an error.
Skipped away from the pitcher, but nonetheless, a free base there for Wettstein, and now right up the way at third base with nobody out.
And Weber batting 500, 8 for 16. Here's a chopper liner to third, and not quite going to get the double play. It's caught, but one down as Weber lines out to the third baseman, Josie Sutley.
Well, that's one thing, you know, when you're playing a team like this, and Troy, when they just got hitters all up and down the lineup, can you get an early out? That's a big thing, and that's a big out here for ACCHS, at least for right now, straining that runner at third.
So the Central Arkansas commit, Peyton Engeman, comes to the plate for the first time as the first pitch misses up for a ball, batting 846. Yikes, on the season. Incredible. 11
hits.
Pretty
wild.
Four home runs, 12 ribbies, and three steals as well. Unbelievable stats. When I got those stats, I had to make sure that those are right. There's sort of error in those stats. Just unbelievable.
That's when you watch games at this level and you see an athlete like Peyton who's going to, you know, a school like Central Arkansas, you can see kind of the difference as she fouls one back into the stands here. But, again, just kind of the level of play when you see her pitch, when you see her hit, there's a reason she is committed to a school like Central Arkansas. It's just above and beyond what a lot we are normal to seeing at this level.
Absolutely. 2-1 pitch coming up, one gone, bottom of one, skips, stopped by Elias. The catcher for ACCHS makes it 3-1.
It's stopped there by the catcher, keeping the runner honest over there at third base, and it's certainly a hitter's count at 3-1. I doubt, again, you want to just lay something over the plate. I would think Engeman has a shot here.
Well, this is inside, ball four. Runners will be on the corners for the cleanup hitter, Kaylee Grable. That's what she's here to do, to clean up.
And it's not a bad idea to walk Engeman, really, if you think about it. It's kind of maybe save one, but nonetheless, runners at the corners here. One out, no score, bottom one.
Another batter batting right at 500 as there goes the speedster Engeman over to second, easy steal, no throw down with a runner on third as well. Harper Wettstein led off the inning with a double. Runners on second and third, both in scoring position. Grable awaits. The 0-1 pitch popped up in the air right over our heads and out of play, making it 0-2. And make sure it doesn't bounce from behind us and hit us. I like the setup of this field. It's got the streets kind of connecting and got a nice feel to it. It's got the stands behind, made of stone. It's very unique.
Yeah, no doubt. This is actually my first time seeing Troy here on their home diamond, and certainly got a good fan support behind us as well.
Absolutely. Certainly reason for it with this team being 4-0. Got the state last year, as we alluded to.
Yeah, certainly one of the best. I would expect kind of a similar run, and that one is smashed.
One bouncer off the wall. That's going to score two. That's a 2-RBI double from Kaylee Grable. And it's 2-0, Troy.
Yeah, Troy is not wasting really any time. And, you know, talking again just kind of about the stats and up and down the lineup, and you see the batting averages. This ain't just, you know, Peyton Ingeman, who's really, really good. This is 1-9, and everybody is certainly very capable of doing things like that, what we just saw there from a senior Kaylee Grable.
First pitch, fair down the first base side. That'll bring home another run. That's going to go all the way to the wall, the baseball wall, and that's going to be an RBI triple for McConaughey. Rounding third and thinking about going home.
And just kind of flirted with it a little bit, but now the ball's going to get away, and she will score on a throwing error over to third base.
So quickly it is 4-0 in favor of the Trojans. And this is a Troy team that has scored 10 or more runs in every single game so far, and they are certainly living up to that at the moment. That'll bring up Gracie Grable, the second baseman. Failed to mention that McConaughey, a 375 better. That was her 8th ribby of the season after that one. First pitch misses is Gracie batting 429 on the year, 6 hits, 4 ribbies. 5 batters have come to the plate, 4 have reached home. 1 out here in the bottom of the first. Jammed her a little bit down the third base side and foul territory and dropped. Jesse Sutley had a slight chance at that one, but
yeah, maybe
over her head.
Yeah, it kind of looked like Sutley maybe thought that Bowerly at short was kind of backing her up from behind, maybe going to get there, but nonetheless, maybe a little bit of miscommunication allowed it to hit the dirt.
1-1 pitch. That one's low for a ball. Empty bases here. Bottom of one, 4-0 Troy. 2-RBI double from Kaylee Grable. And an RBI triple from Gracie McConaughey. She reached home on a throwing error. Low strike, and that one is caught in the infield on a little blooper by Bowerly. And that will make it two gone.
Yeah, good location on that pitch, just on the inside corner, and just caught that middle part of the bat. Not much meat on the bat there, and just a little popper running in Bowerly for the catch.
Kind of had a weird noise off the bat. I think it was a little bit too close to the handle. First pitch, swing and a miss for Davina Bennett. Bennett's batting 455 on the year. 5 hits, 3 ribbies. 2 gone here, bottom of one. ACCHS trying to get out of here. Minimal damage. Here's a pop-up foul territory. A dive, not quite able to make the catch of the lives, but a nice hustle play. They'll make it 0-2.
Yeah, you just want to, at this point, nobody on and 2 outs, and just try to get that third out and just give yourself a chance back at the plate in the second inning. Kind of what we expected here early on, this Troy offense picking up where they left off.
Pulling this one fair and in for a single. Wagner, I think all you can do right now is just pitch strikes and hope that your field can make a play. Because that's one thing that Troy does so well is they just put the ball in play. And usually they're able to bring a lot of runs across. It's something they've been doing fantastic all season long. That'll bring up Mackenzie Christensen, the 8 hitter, catcher. Runner on first, 2 out, bottom of one, 4-0 Troy. First pitch from Wagner. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch, and she has this flabbergasted look. Sure, she swung and missed. I think she was expecting a fastball.
Yeah, definitely got caught with the off-speed, a little bit out in front.
Trying to laugh it off and step right back in there. 0-1 pitch. That one's in there for a strike as well, make it 0-2. Disappointed with herself that she didn't swing at that one, you could tell. The Bennett's over at first. What an inning it's been already. 4 hits for Troy. Going in a miss. So was behind that fastball. Good job by Wagner. Strikeout, and we'll head to the top of the second. 4-0 Troy. Back in 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. but a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Jets back to the plate as they trail Troy on the road 4-0 as we go to the top of the second, and about what we expected so far, would you say?
Well, again, you know, Troy is just kind of one of those juggernauts right now at the 2-1A level, and team that made the state championship a year ago and finished runner-up and brought back a good chunk, and kind of expecting them to put themselves or have that opportunity to put themselves in a similar position. And ACCHS, again, just kind of on the other side right now, just trying to find something and, you know, just get that first win since 2021 and just finding some common ground and just trying to find some kind of consistency.
Yeah, it's been tough for their pitching as they haven't given up any fewer than 16 runs in a game this season so far. And they'll hope to maybe change that here. But, I mean, with this Troy offense, very difficult. There'll be Natalie Davinsky, the cleanup hitter for the Tigers, leading off this inning. First pitch from Engelman, fouled straight back, and, close hit, close to a car over there.
Woo! That's the one thing about covering baseball and softball. The key is knowing where to park.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's a lot of balls lined up on the street, or a lot of cars lined up on the street that are in some dangerous spots here that can get over this fence.
Foul tip straight back, making it 0-2. And Engelman, man, I tell you, that fastball is just... Man, I would hate to be standing in that hitter's box, that's for sure.
At quite the velocity.
But here is the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Drops, but thrown over to first is in time by Christensen. And out number one. Third strikeout all via the frontwards, K. Got them all swinging. And that'll bring up Josie Sutley, the third baseman for ACCHS.
We were covering a game last year when Troy was at Onega, and a broadcast featured Peyton on the mound, and it was a perfect game. She faced 18 and struck out 18.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. First pitch, fouled straight back, and it's performances like that that just scream legendary, just being an absolute legend at this level. And then usually that level of greatness can translate pretty well into the next level.
She's also a basketball star, too. She was arguably the best player for the Trojans here on the basketball floor. Saw her last year hang up 30 in a game, so
yeah.
Certainly a multi-sport athlete, but obviously taking her softball talents to Central Arkansas.
1-1 count after a ball missing low and in. One gone, bottom of two. Troy leading ACCHS 4-0. A pitch misses up high. Holding on to the ball for just a millisecond too long there. Blue jerseys for Troy with the gray pants. As for ACCHS with the orange and black jerseys, black pants. And both got the stirrups, blue and white stirrups for Troy and the orange stirrups for the Tigers. Is that one in there? Nice fastball down the heart of the plate, making it 2-2.
Yeah, I would think facing a pitcher like this, when you get down two strikes, you got a lot of things probably running through your head about what's coming.
But you
know what's coming.
Yeah, fastball.
fastball.
It was a little bit low, but it might have been a strike if it was taken, as four strikeouts and five batters faced for Peyton Engelman.
All have been swinging at strike threes as well, so at least give credit, you know, ACCHS, they're... You got to swing at it, and you got to give yourself a chance to put one in play. But in the velocity is just kind of a different level right now.
Bailey Elias, the catcher, batting sixth and at the plate for the Tigers. First pitch, swing and a miss. That was way up high at eye level.
But again, the distance when you look at it between the pitcher's mound and home plate, and for as fast as she throws it, and like those kind of those risers. Those probably just be so hard to kind of judge and find out where they're at. And you're thinking maybe it's across the plate, but it's actually coming across your face.
Changeup misses up for ball one, even the count 1-1.
And you got the center fielder and Wettstein playing a little bit more to her left, although Elias, a right-handed hitter.
That's a fastball strike on the inside corner of the plate. Now, if you're for ACCHS, what's going through your head trying to figure out what's the strategy for somebody for ACCHS coming to the plate?
I don't think it's just try to, you know, just keep swinging. Try to get them in play and, you know, any, you know, whether it's a slow grounder or a line drive, if you can get yourself on base, just give yourself a chance and there's another swing and a miss. But you got to keep swinging, that's for sure.
We go to the bottom of the second. Coming up in 60 seconds, Troy leads ACCHS 4-0 here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Troy leading ACCHS at home, and the Trojans are back at the plate with Allison Grable, the number 9 hitter, coming up. Left fielder on the season as of right now, Allison batting 200, 2 hits and 10 tries, but she does have 4 ribbies.
Got 3 Grables in the lineup.
Yeah. For head coach Cal McConaughey. First pitch. That one just missing for ball one. Corey Wagner, the pitcher for ACCHS.
Yeah, Troy had 4 runs, 4 hits in that first inning. ACCHS helped him out a little bit with a couple of errors.
And that one's an off-speeder. That's in there for a strike. Couple doubles, a triple, and a single make up those 4 first-inning hits. 2 RBI double from Kaylee Grable and an RBI triple from Gracie McConaughey. 1-1 pitch. That one's hit to the shortstop. Bowerly, but it's through her legs. That's going to be an E6. And that will give Grable a chance to get something started for Troy here.
Yeah, it was struck well, no doubt. Just one of those plays you just try to judge, maybe a bounce off the dirt, and that one stayed low, and Bowerly just kept the glove up just a little bit more than she needed to, got right under it.
And there goes Grable. The throw is not in time, as the pitch missed as well, so 1-0 count coming up. It'll be a stolen base for the left fielder. Harper Wettstein at the plate. Led off the game with a double to the left field wall. And she came home to score off that 2 RBI double from Kaylee Grable. That one's down low off the plate. Elias keeps it in front of her, and Grable has to stay at second. I'll have to specify which Grable it is each and every time. Try to remember that,
of course.
Wettstein stands in, 2-0 count. Pitch from Wagner. That one's pulled to Bowerly. She'll field it. Slowly hit, throw to first is not in time. That's an infield single. And the throw to third is going to get away from Josie Sutley, and both runners are going to advance. And that is the second run that will score on an error. The fourth error of the day as well.
Yeah, Wettstein just beat out. It was a clean play by Bowerly. It was a slow roller, but Wettstein just had too much speed to beat out the throw. And then and Sutley, who tried to make the throw from first to third and just got away, and allowed the runner to score.
First pitch in for strike one to Emerson Weber, who lined out her first try. As it is now 5-0 in favor of Troy here in the bottom of the second. The ball rips right to Bowerly. She makes the catch. Oh, no, yes, it wasn't caught. It was on a short hop.
Oh, that was definitely caught.
Okay. Yeah, she's
well, no, I don't think case. I think the ump played it as to not a catch.
Yeah.
But from our, I mean, he was behind the play.
Yeah.
So he couldn't quite see it. But our vantage point, that was a line drive catch.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's an out.
Smart idea by Bauerly to throw it down to first just in case. As the first pitch is off the plate, taking a weird hop and able to get over to third is Harper Wettstein on a wild pitch. So one gone here in the bottom of the second, 5-0 Troy lead.
Again, half the battle is just getting an early out.
They hang him in back at the plate. Walked her first time up. The ball rips into the gap, left field, in between Sutley and Bauerly, and one will score. Rounding first, Hank for second, and she's in there.
That's just straight speed.
Yeah. Most people, that would have been just a single, but she's able to turn it into a double. Makes it 6-0 as Harper Wettstein scores. That'll bring up Kaylee Grable. Had that 2-RBI double in the first inning. Came home to score as well. She'll stand in with Engeman over at second. See if maybe she tries to get a steal over to third. First pitch, that one's up and in. Taking a long secondary lead, but not going. That was up and in for a ball, making it 1-0. Wagner back on the rubber. Lines up and fires. That one's high as well. Again, that large secondary lead just throwing down to third. To keep her honest. And she's getting about halfway in between second and third on her secondary lead.
Yeah, it seems like at this point she's just like, we'll see if maybe we can get a ball thrown by and can get myself down to third.
And that one misses as well for ball three. Oh, correction. 2-1 count. My mistake. Pitch from Wagner. Hit in the air, left field. That might have a chance of getting out of here, and it is
just in front of the fence.
Yeah, just barely. Hard to see from our vantage point, but it's one hit, one hops the wall. That's going to be an RBI double. Thank you for catching that.
Just caught it enough as Engeman was able to score, but it was just a high arcing right down the left field line, just over the left fielder in Spear, and one hops the fence.
And if she got on top of it just a little bit more, that might have been out of here. So it's now 7-0. That ball's popped up over the screen for strike one.
A cleanup hitter, Kaylee Grable, a couple of doubles and three driven in already.
Pretty impressive
start.
That's
the definition of a cleanup hitter.
And on the season now, she has 7 ribbies. She had 4 coming into today. And Gracie McConaughey stands in as that one misses up high to her, evens to get 1-1. She had a first pitch triple down the first base line, or all the way to the baseball fence. There's the secondary softball fence inside of the metal baseball fence as that one misses as well, makes it count 2-1. So Engeman came across home plate after the RBI double from Kaylee Grable, stands on second currently, 7-0 Troy lead over ACCHS. 2-1 pitch. That's up high. Missing for ball three as Elias rises to her feet to make the catch. One gone. Wagner trying to get out of the inning here after giving up 3 already in this inning. That one's a little bit low. It's ball 4. And thinking about taking third was Grable there. And that is the second walk of the game for Wagner. That brings up Gracie Grable, lined out her first time up to the shortstop. Apparently the shortstop for the Tigers has been very busy so far. A lot of balls have been hit her way. First pitch, that's low and in for ball 1. Only the second time today that multiple runners have occupied the bases for Troy. He's been getting those extra base hits and clearing those bases. 1-0 pitch, that's softly grounded to Sutley. She'll touch third, look over at first, no play, so they'll settle for the one out. And Gracie Grable will reach on a fielder's choice.
Yeah, pretty smart play. Just hit that lead runner. Now give yourself 2 outs. And again, can you just get out of it with no more damage done? That's just really kind of the key right now.
Davina Bennett, the right fielder for Troy, back at the plate for the second time today. Had a single first time. Hits this one to Bauerly. Underhands it over to third. And that retires the side. We'll go to the third. Coming up next, it's 7-0 Troy here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Been back on the rubber for Troy as the Trojans lead at home against ACCHS 7-0. And Brandon, I mean, Peyton's been unbelievable this afternoon so far.
Yeah, 5 strikeouts. She has faced 6. I think more crazy about the 5 strikeouts, all have been swinging. And I've said it, you know, for ACCHS, you got to swing. You know, you certainly can't, you know, just rest there with the bat on your shoulders. So it's very hard to get hits against Ingeman, but you certainly have to give yourself a chance by lifting the bat off the shoulder.
First pitch foul straight back to the screen, and tell you what, just the difference between Wagner and Engelman's fastball. I mean, getting used to seeing Wagner for a little bit, and then Engelman comes up, oh, there, just whips it in there. Just like, wow, what? This is an unbelievable difference between the two, and Engelman's just really having a field day so far today. Second pitch, that's foul tips into the glove, making 0-2. And by the way, Engelman is not allowed a hit yet if you're keeping track at home. 0-2 count to Avery Sutley, the first baseman for ACCHS. Stands back in. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Now on the foul down the first baseline. Put a good piece of bat on that one.
That was a very good cut, but again, just the velocity with the fastball, it's just coming in so quick. It's just hard to be out in front of a pitch like that.
Yep.
So that was by far and away the best contact we have seen, you know, from an ACCHS hitter so far, but you just got to be a scotch sooner. But, again, just be aggressive. You know it's coming for the most part, and you got to give yourself a chance to put one in play.
Here's the 0-2. That one's up and in, and be ball one. Fastball just missing.
Can you imagine just taking one of those off the bow or the kneecap?
Oh, man.
That would not be fun.
Not at all. 1-2. In the dirt. About 2-3 feet missing that one. See the little mark on the dirt there in front of home plate?
No, this is kind of a rough guess. I feel like 75% of her pitches are fastballs, and then there's that random one out of every 3 or 4 or so that is going to take a little bit off.
No, and this is up and away. It is a full count, our first full count we've seen today for either team. Engelman, see what she does here.
I think I would expect I know what's coming.
Here it comes. Now this is up. That's ball four.
It's a good eye. Very good eye. You know, that one we've seen swung on and missed multiple times already through the first two innings, and just that high fastball laid off, and that was a very good eye there to give ACCHS the first base runner.
Breaks up her first two perfect innings, and that brings Mackenzie Scholes into the batter's box as she bunts one foul straight back. The right fielder for ACCHS.
Well, she continued to show bunt. Try to get that runner up to second base.
And for the Tigers, you just want to try to capitalize on having a base runner here by any means necessary. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Oh, and this is up for a ball. Brings Christensen to her feet. Gives it right back to the mound. No runner going. Would imagine that ACCHS, if they do have the occasional base runner, they're not going to be super aggressive trying to steal. 1-1, that one's in there for a strike fastball, and a little secondary lead for Sutley over at first, trying to scare Christensen a little bit.
Well, she showed bunts. Scholes did the first pitch, but the last two she is not. And now with 2 strikes, doubt that is the case.
I think I've been looking at her wrist here for the pitch she wants. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, it's dropped. The runner already occupying first, so she's out. And now heading for second, they can get her, and he too. And that's a
strike out,
mistake.
Trying to throw
her. Yeah, I mean, for Avery Sutley, and Scholl strikes out. She took off towards first, and she's not allowed to do that because Stuntley was already occupying first, and they threw down to first either way, and then Stuntley took off for second, even though she didn't need to, and they tagged her out.
Maybe it was a scenario where it's, maybe they're not paying attention. Maybe I can just sneak my way up there.
Swing and a miss, strike one for Ava Spear, the left fielder for ACCHS. That'll be a very rare 236 CS for the old scorebook. Don't see too many of those. So two gone, bases are back to being empty. Bottom, or excuse me, rather top of three, swing and a miss for Spear. Coming up for the Trojans is Christensen and Allison Grable, and then the top of the order for the third time already. The bottom half of this inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Engelman, and that one just that isn't there for strike three, just a late call from our umpire. And that is technically nine up, nine down, and we'll go to the bottom of the third coming up. Troy leading 7-0 here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third coming up. Troy back at the plate, leading 7-0 against ACCHS, and quite the performance from both the offense and the pitching from Troy so far. It'll be Mackenzie Christensen leading off the inning. The catcher struck out her first time up. First pitch on the way, and that's a off-speed pitch, low and away for ball one. And Allison Grable, the 9-hitter, on deck, and then they'll be through the hitting order twice already. Now, Christensen shows bunch. She pulls it back, and it all misses inside. Looks like Christensen is possibly leading into the pitch to get a hit-by-pitch, but not able to get it there. Kaylee Grable has been the story for the offense for Troy. She is 2-for-2, 2 doubles, and 3 ribbies. Quite the performance from the cleanup hitter playing first base. That one misses up high on a changeup, make it 3-0. Corey Wagner, the right-handed starting pitcher for the Tigers, back on the rubber. Here's the motion and the delivery. That one's pulled foul down the third base line. They'll do it again.
Yeah, I kind of expect Troy, when they get, you know, the hitter counts, those hitter advantages, those 2-0, 2-1, 3-0, 3-1 type of counts, they swing. You know, if it's in there, they're going to have that aggressive nature. They're going to swing after it. You know, if they got a free one to spare, they're going to certainly do everything they can to put the pressure on the defense.
Absolutely. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Will it low for ball four in the dirt. Christensen is awarded first base. And now only one batter has not gotten aboard for Troy here this afternoon. I'll look to change that here. And we're going to have a pinch runner here, it looks like.
Yep, courtesy runner for Troy.
It's Ayla Rush. See if she can live up to her last name here.
There you go. Well done.
So Allison Grable reached via an error first time up, but came around to score. And the official writing down in her, excuse me, in his book here, and looks like we're ready to go. Runner on first is Mackenzie Christensen, leadoff walk to start this bottom of the third with Troy leading ACCHS 7-0. That one inside for ball one seems to be her common miss of the day, low and in.
Mm-hmm.
Engelman's kind of the opposite, up and away has kind of been her miss on the rare occasion that she does miss.
Not too often.
That one does miss high this time. makes it 2-0. Sometimes you overcorrect a little bit. That looked like that was what you did there. Letting it go a little bit too early this time, holding on for a split second too long. 2-0 pitch from Wagner. That one's in there for a strike. Inside edge of the plate, makes it 2-1. Roy hoping to improve to 5-0 on the season, as that one's in there for a strike as well in the outside portion of the strike zone. Play a doubleheader here this afternoon as well.
Of course, yeah, we bring you the first and, you know, encourage everyone who can make it out to game number two.
Nice enough evening as that one swung on and missed. It gets through the legs of Elias, but again, runner was occupying first base. But on top of that, Christensen was, or excuse me, Rush, beg your pardon, was able to get to second because the ball got away. So it is a strikeout, but Christensen, excuse me, Rush, gets the steal.
Once again, just a big first early out, but yet the Tigers have not been able to put a zero on the scoreboard for the Troy offense.
Harper Wettstein back to the plate for the third time today. She led off the game with a double, then presumed got to a single last inning. She scored twice as well. First pitch was in the dirt. Here is the 1-0. That one misses up and in. Makes it 2-0. With Ayla Rush over there at second base, the pinch runner, after Mackenzie Christensen, the catcher for Troy, reached via a base on balls. Wind up and the 2-0 pitch from Wagner is a little bit low as well, making it 3-0.
Now, do you see the aggressive nature on a 3-0? If it's there, does she swing?
It's got to be absolutely perfect, but you know, we'll see. A lot of coaches and teams going to have varying philosophies on a 3-0 scenario, and that one missed. No, it's in there for a strike. That was a little bit low, but they call it a strike. They get 3-1. Now you have a hitter's count. Can be a little bit more aggressive here. Here is the 3-1. And that one misses up. Ball 4, 5-pitch walk. Wettstein awarded first base.
Three times up, three times on base.
Emerson Weber back to the plate for the third time today. She is the only player that hasn't reached base safely. She's 0 for 2 with a couple lineouts. First pitch, and that one misses low and inside for ball 1. The Rush over at second, Wettstein at first. 7-0, Troy leading ACCHS at home here. This game of the regular season for both teams. That ball ripped and past the diving Bowerly. She goes to her right. Rounding third is Rush, and she'll be able to go home as the throw is wide. And all the runners are going to advance to second and third. And it's 8-0 in favor of the Trojans. So I think that'll probably be
a single.
Yeah, single, and then an E7 is what's going to advance Christensen. So probably not an RBI, but still able to get that 8th run. Wettstein able to get over to third because of that error, and Weber gets over to second.
There was a little bit of hesitation out there from the left fielder, kind of, because I don't think she was planning on rolling. There's one driven right to center field there by Ingeman. That's going to bring in two more. And just like that, she clears it with a couple more ribbies with two on the single.
Yeah, 3 ribbies on the day for Ingeman, and it's now 10-0. Kaylee Grable hoping to continue her fantastic day. As mentioned, she's 2 for 2, a pair of doubles, and 3 ribbies, as well as a run. Hoping to bring Ingeman home once again. There she goes, Ingeman over to second as the pitch was high for a ball, and she's in there for yet another steal. That's her second of the day.
I don't think there's any hesitation when she gets on. She gets on first, she's like, all right, I don't even need to see anything from the coach at third base. It's like, I'm going. I don't think there's any issue with that.
Steals 4 and 5 of the season as the 1-0 pitch misses low for ball 2. And given again with that large secondary lead, she's done that quite a bit today. Grable anxiously awaits the 2-0 pitch from Wagner. Ball hit high in the air. Looper to right field, playable for Schultz, and she makes the catch. Hangman easily able to advance over to third, and that is going to be out number 2. That brings up Gracie McConaughey, 1 for 1 with an RBI triple and a run, as well as a walk.
You
10-0 in favor of the Trojans. They scored 4 in the first, 3 in the second, and 3 more here in the third. That one's chop foul for strike number 1. Engelman over at third after stealing second and then getting over to third on the fly ball hit to right field by Kaylee Grable. This one's also hit to right field. Schultz moving to her left, and she's not going to get it. That is fair, and that is trouble all the way to the baseball wall, and that is going to be out of play, so she's going to have to go back to second.
That could have been an inside-the-park home run if that didn't go under the fence. And she hit that triple in her first at-bat that got all the way to that same part of the field down there in the deep corner and right. This one just had a little more air under it compared to the first one that was on the ground the entire way.
An RBI double from Gracie McConaughey with Engelman scoring. It's now 11-0 in favor of the Trojans. This ball is pulled foul down the third base side with Gracie Grable. 0-for-2, she reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning and lined out in the first. 0-1 count coming up. McConaughey over at second. Here's a pitch from Wagner. That one's in there for a strike. And it's fastball from the right-handed starter for ACHS.
Yeah, again, if you're ACCHS, you just try to build, just try to learn on some things today. Try to stay aggressive.
Looper fair down the third base side. Rounding third and heading home, and the plate is not in time. And getting all the way to third is Gracie Grable. That's going to be an RBI double. McConaughey scores, and it makes it 12-0.
Yeah, good effort and throw from Spear out there in left field. It was a good throw to home, just, again, too much speed on the base pass there for McConaughey, and able to score on the well-placed double down the left field line.
Reminder that the run rule is 15 after 3 innings. We're getting pretty close to that right now with it being 12-0 with Davina Benitz at the plate.
Now, this is very similar territory. If you look back to Troy's incredible run last year and you look down the results, they're very similar. You see 17-2, 18-1, 20-2. It's just the power and mix, and I think after this pitch is high, they only have 3 seniors, which, again, they had a couple part of the team last year, but it was a good mix of, like, freshmen and sophomores and, you know, the top 2 hitters for this Troy team, freshman, sophomore. Then you got Engelman, who's a senior, but it's just a very balanced mix. You got multiple freshmen, multiple sophomores that have a lot of experience. And this is a team that's been really good and will continue to be really good.
Here's a 1-2 pitch. Now all those fouls right back to the screen. Had a pick and strike on that first pitch, and then a swing and a miss on the second pitch, and then the foul ball there. So we stay at 1-2, 12-0. Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tatman. Logan back in the booth, or excuse me, back in the studio, I guess.
That's the booth. Good. Yeah. Might as well be the booth.
A little bit low there for ball 2. Evens up our count. Over there at third is Gracie Grable. Had a RBI double.
Well, Troy does. I will say about Troy, they don't make it easy on the scorekeepers.
Had to wait for that breaking ball. It goes into the Troy dugout. We get out of the way, and we'll do a 2-2 pitch over again. 2 gone here on the bottom of the third. 5 runs have come across here in this inning.
Yeah, 4 runs, 3 hits in the first, 3 runs, 3 hits in the second, and as you mentioned again, 5 here in the third. And the Tigers just get that last out to give themselves another at-bat.
Pitch was a little bit low, and that makes the count full. It was very close to being a strike, but what I can gather of the strike zone from our home plate umpire here today, more favorable to inside pitch and for higher pitches as well. That's fouled over our heads as well, and we'll do that again. A lot of foul balls here from Bennett. And on deck is Christensen, and if she were to come up, it would be the second time in this inning. She led this off with a walk and came home to score on an error. Hops up once again, back to the screen. I believe I'm counting right, that's the 4th foul ball in this AB.
Now, certainly the deepest at bat we have seen so far.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Haven't seen many go full.
2 outs here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Again, fell back to the screen. It was a pitch that was high. She just got a piece underneath the softball.
And maybe ball 4, but I like the aggressive nature. Don't leave it into the hands of the umpire. It's there. Certainly take a swing at it.
Here we go again. That one's pulled. Foul down the third baseline as Coach McConaughey has to dance to get out of the way. I think I might have gotten a piece of his lower leg.
Yeah.
He's okay, though.
Got the ankle a little bit.
We'll have to get off.
He's saying, push it that way. He says, put it in the field of play. Well, Coach, I wish it was that easy.
Wait a split second longer. Another 3-2 pitch. That one's low off the plate for ball four. Heading home and scoring easily is Gracie Grable. And that will be a wild pitch. Brings home the sixth run of the inning.
That's a really good at-bat for Bennett's there. Again, fouling off what you said, four, five, six pitches there. Kept it full, kept it alive, and ultimately worked. What about a 9-10 pitch at-bat? Finally worked a walk down to first base. So one of the more impressive at-bats we have seen so far.
Winning run comes to the plate with Mackenzie Christensen making her second plate appearance in this inning. As mentioned, she led off the third with a walk. First pitch to her. That one up and away for ball one. Then it's over at first after that very impressive plate appearance. Wind up in the pitch from Wagner. That one's up and in. Makes it 2-0. Coach McConaughey giving her some instruction here. He was telling her to kind of step into a little bit more. That one fouled straight back to the screen. Makes it 2-1. The thing too, driving that bat through the hip, not using just your arms, but more power behind it. I think that's what McConaughey was saying. Get your entire torso into it, and that one's fair on the third base side into left field, and that'll get past the left fielder Spear, rounding third and heading home, and easily going to score is Bennett, and that's going to be a single, and that makes it 14-0. And that won't be an RBI because the only reason Bennett was able to score is because of that error in left field. That won't be a double as she gets all the way over to third, Christensen does. And that will bring up Allison Grable for the second time this inning and the third time this game. Grable reached on an error in the second inning and came home to score on another error, and she struck out in the third. Or excuse me, earlier in the third inning. 14-0, Troy. Winning run over on third as that one's fouled. Near the cars, we got a gentleman over there deflecting it away from a vehicle.
Great save by a fan over there in front of a car. I think that's probably why they sit there. It makes sense to.
Yeah.
And again, right along the street, it's a danger zone for foul balls.
That one's in the dirt. Nice save by Elias to not let that go to the backstop. That makes it 1-1 to the hard swinging left fielder for the Troy Trojans. Wagner back on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A little bit ahead of that pitch. It was a little bit low. Makes it 1-2, so just one strike away from getting out of this inning. 7 runs have come across already here in this third. Grable awaits. 1-2, and that's up high. Evens up the count. Rush is pinch running once again for Christensen. Pitch. That one is off the glove of Bowerly, and that'll bring home the run, and that makes it 15-0.
That'll call
and
it.
And that is our ball game.
And that is something you're going to see more times than not, Troy finishing some games early, and boy, they put on quite the display, and particularly scoring 8 here in the third to end this one quick.
And it'll be a no-hitter as well for Peyton Engelman. We'll go ahead and step aside for a couple seconds and come back with your post-game coverage here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks.
The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Works for Troy as they win over ACCHS 15-0. Wrapping this one up real quickly here for you. Just three innings of work for Peyton Engelman. She gives up no hits and one walk and has seven strikeouts. Pretty phenomenal stuff from Peyton Engelman. And as for the offense, Harper Wettstein goes 2-for-2 with three runs. Emerson Weber goes 1-for-3 with a run. Peyton Engelman 2-for-3 with three ribbies and three runs. Kayla Grable goes 2-for-3 with three ribbies and a run. Carisi McConaughey 1-for-1, two runs, two ribbies. Carisi Grable goes 1-for-3 with a ribby and a run. Davina Bennett went 1-for-2 with a run. Mackenzie Christensen went 1-for-2 with two runs. And Allison Grable went 0-for-3 with a run. So, I mean, overall thoughts on this dominant performance from Troy?
Yeah, I said it before. This is really nothing new for the Trojans. They are a team that's trying to get back to where they were a year ago, and that's a state championship game. There were a couple runs from being the 2-1A state champs. You could argue they're maybe a little bit better maybe this year. Again, a lot of these girls, there's a couple freshmen in the lineup, but even the sophomores were playing last year as a freshman. You know, the juniors were playing last year as sophomores. They've been playing, you know, this doesn't just go for the 2 months during spring sports. You know, these girls play year-round. You know, they travel, and, you know, it's just one of those things, like certain towns, you know, are kind of linked to certain sports more than the others.
Yeah.
I think softball is kind of the case here for Troy. It's a big deal for them, and, you know, they've been good for the last few years. They're going to continue to be good for years to come. This is really nothing new. They do this to a lot of their opponents, and it's fun to see. And, you know, you see an athlete like Engelman who's off to Central Arkansas, and certainly, you know, they have other players as well, 1 through 9. It's a very difficult lineup to deal with, and you read off some of those averages during the broadcast. Like, everyone can hit, everyone can smoke it, and it's always a difficult challenge going up against them. And yeah, they made it pretty light work today.
Now we'll see how things go moving forward with Troy. Keep an eye on them, cover them in the postseason as well. So be sure to stay tuned to our website mscsports.net and our large variety of radio stations as well. Jared Sulpey, Brandon Tabin, thank you so much for joining us. Logan back in the booth. 15-0, Troy wins it here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.